When you need to refuel between meetings or running errands, or you just want a healthy snack that squashes your hunger, Wonderful Pistachios, which come in a variety of flavors and sizes, by the way, are the perfect choice to fill you up and keep you going throughout the day. Wonderful Pistachios is also a good source of protein and a zero-guilt snack. Each 1 ounce serving has 6 grams of protein, guys, which gives you over 10% of your daily value. And with flavors like salt and pepper, sweet chili, and seasoned salt in the shelled variety, options like chili roasted, sea salt, and vinegar or jalapeno lime in the no-shell variety, you're sure to please your taste buds while snacking healthy. So check out wonderfulpistachios.com to learn more about how these little green wonders can power up your day. Quick math, beauties. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything just costs more. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, access from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite. You improve efficiency by bringing all your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math and see how you'll profit with NetSuite. By popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/Jillian. That's netsuite.com/Jillian. netsuite.com/Jillian. Hey guys, I know we're all working so hard to stay fit and healthy at home. So check out my app. I have free daily 7-minute workouts. Download the app. It's Jillian Michaels Fitness app. Download it. Do the 7-minute workouts. You don't need any equipment. There's total body workouts, ab workouts, leg workouts. You get a new one every single day. And if you want more, obviously, there's a heck of a lot more in the app. There's over 1,000 different exercises. All of my DVD workouts are in the app. I can customize a workout for you in the app. There's freaking yoga, kickboxing, HIIT training, outdoor runs, bodyweight training, free weights. There are thousands of recipes, no matter what your diet preferences are. But at the very least, please do the 7-minute workouts for free.
Hey, welcome to Keeping It Real Conversations with Jillian Michaels. And today, it's a conversation with Jillian Michaels.
Yeah, Jillian Michaels, me again. Yeah, it's me again. I got something to say. I got a question. I think I'm going to need some perspective, I think.
Hit me.
So, okay, I got it. First, one of the people that works with me, she's like, I think, you know, do you want to change the name of your workout programs? And I was like, no. She goes, wait, hold on. She's like, well, people are starting, you know, Kale Itzin's just changed her program because for years it's been called BBG, like Bikini Body Guide. And it was a whole thing. Right now it's called like high intensity whatever, because it's not okay, I guess, anymore to say bikini body, because everybody has a bikini body. And I was like, so then why wouldn't you just call it bikini body, since everybody a bikini body? Like, aren't you speaking for, isn't that the whole point? Because to me, it's like, if you're changing it because bikini body means skinny women only, then on some level, you're saying it's for skinny women only, so you're no longer going to call it bikini body. Like, do you know what I mean?
Yes,
it's
you're
like
saying,
all this
yes.
Bullshit virtue signaling is like, actually, you're not her, but it's like,
no.
You're the one that's fat phobic when you're not comfortable saying that obesity kills people. It does. You're virtue signaling. You're denying science to act like you're a really good person. But you're not. You're full of shit. Am I the only one that's like, I call bullshit on you? Or like, it's just, I'm like, no. It's no. Bikini body. Like, and it's just, I'm not changing it. And even if it was like, well, I don't feel comfortable wearing a bikini, so I don't want to do the bikini body workout. then don't do it. Do whatever you want. There's a million programs in the app. You can do the kickbox body one. Do you feel comfortable kickboxing? It's the fitness you get from kickboxing. How about Yoga Inferno? Do you feel uncomfortable being on fire doing yoga? I don't understand. Like, it to me, I find this all to be absurd. Like, wouldn't the implication be that if anybody can wear a bikini, then you could still call it bikini body? Like, feel your best in your bikini, no matter what size you are. Is it me? Like, I don't care if you're a 14 or a 4.
I get it. Like, if you're saying, you know, kickboxing body is the body you're going to get from kickboxing, but if bikini body isn't the body you're going to get from wearing a bikini. It's just sort of
to look your best in your bikini, yeah. Whether it's a 14 or a 4.
Yeah.
Like, and here's the thing. If you're going to go into a Nike store, right? And there's going to be plus size models. And Nike, you guys, because I remember just a few years ago when you wouldn't give us clothes on Biggest Loser because you would not allow obese people to wear your shoes.
Wow.
Yeah. I remember, I don't forget.
Mm-hmm.
Or Equinox, when you threw me and all of my contestants out of your gym, despite the fact that we paid the guest fee, threw us all out because we didn't meet the image. It wasn't cool. And now all of a sudden you're woke? Get out of here. Like, I don't know, Cindy. I'm like, so then G calls me. Here's another one. Take foot, step in hot water. And I'm going to do it. I'm sorry. He's like, you know, and like, he's like, do you think we need to say something about diversity on the website? And I was like, hold on a second. Hang on. I was like, from the day that I got into my line of work, we have been working with people from all walks of life without ever feeling the need to call attention to it, without ever feeling the need to consult an expert on what's the right thing to do. And I mean, I was like, I'm not only not going to post something that suddenly I woke up to the issue, I would be embarrassed I was like, no, my work speaks for itself and it's all public. And it's like, you can look at the experts I've worked with. You can look at the people I put in charge of my various fitness companies. You can look at the people I've worked alongside for decades. Like, for me to turn around and post something about like, hey, it's important. It's like, it's been important. It's always been important to me. My work has shown that. I'm not gonna turn around now and try to capitalize on a movement by acting like I suddenly woke up and care. Like, no, I've always cared about inclusion because I think I felt marginalized as a kid. So yeah. It was something that I was mindful of. That's all. Like, when you're gay and there's not a lot of gay characters in TV, you tend to be mindful of it. You're like, oh, people want to see themselves. You know what I mean? It's like, that because I'm some sort of a hero. It's just, I hold a lot of cards in this kind of, this minority game. I feel like I get to say something about it. Like, my mom's a Jew. My dad's an Arab. We've been over this, right? We've got my deck of cards. I'm gay. I'm a woman. Like, I got a black kid. I got a kid that's half South American. My business partner's Puerto Rican. Like, I don't feel that I need to suddenly turn around and be like, oh, I took a course. I consulted an expert. I'm like, wait a minute. Wouldn't that just be the right thing to do from the beginning? Why do you feel the need to just, is it me? I'm just not. There's just do the right thing. You don't need to be like, look at me, I'm going to do the right thing. Don't I get a badge? Just do the right thing.
Yeah, yeah. No.
You don't agree. I can feel it. Say it. No, I want to be challenged here because I don't understand.
I don't disagree. I just, it's been, I don't even know what to say on it. I mean, this is my sister's field, and I know that in the past year, she has gotten much busier, let's say, than she has been the 10, 15 years before.
to me, Cindy. I don't feel like I never got it. Sorry. And I'm not going to tell you I suddenly get it. No, I've always gotten it. I get it. And I feel I did everything I could and continue to do so. But I don't hire people because they are this or that or the other. I hire them because they're great at their job. Like, I hired Kenta to be my master trainer on Body Shred because he's great at his job, not because he's Asian. You know, I hired Kendall Hogan to tech all of my videos because he's the best, not because he's black. Like, I mean, I don't know. That's important. But I will tell you what I did do is in all my workout videos, it's diverse because I wanted.
But that's just black. It's always been important to you. And that's what you're saying. It's always been important to you.
So
why? So like, you're not. It's not the same.
It's like to post something like you suddenly woke up. Like, and then it's like suddenly we're posting a blue square where now it's like, hey, don't hate Jews. Like, did you hate them before you posted the square? I just don't. Like, what do you mean? Isn't that just common sense? Don't hate people. And if you do, work it through. Like, I just don't. I'm like, this is so crazy to me that we need to be like, hey, don't beat Asians to death. Like, yeah, one would think not. And if you do, you're going to jail. Like, yeah. Is it me? I'm like, your Instagram square is not gonna get it done, homie. Like, just be a good person. And if you feel you're contending with bias, which we all do. You and I have talked about it and talked mm-hmm. about it and talked about it before all of this. Well before even George Floyd happened, you and I were talking about all of this stuff starting to bubble up because we were seeing it. And we all have our biases, our prejudices. But then it's like, instead of posting your square, like if you feel you have work to do, do it.
Yeah.
Do the work and then be the change. But I don't need you to sit there and virtue signal like, oh, I really care. What, suddenly? Shut up. I can't. I just want to call that of Nike and be like, you wouldn't let us wear your shoes. You liar. And now you've got plus size mannequins. Like, stop.
Hey, but maybe.
I mean, don't stop. Don't stop. No. I agree. Don't stop. I just mean, no, but, like, I don't mean stop, like, stop using plus size mannequins.
No,
I
of
mean,
course
it's
not.
Like, I remember who you really are.
But perhaps.
And now you're woke. Okay, good.
But perhaps now what they're saying is we.
Yeah, you're right.
We were wrong.
Fair.
We were wrong. Perhaps.
Good point.
Or perhaps they're saying, oh, shit, we're going to get in a lot of trouble. But that's what we have to. We have
you make
to
a good
hope
point.
That they're saying, oh, oops, we screwed up. And now we get it.
Yeah, but they don't acknowledge that.
Well,
they just suddenly act woke, which pisses me off.
Yeah, no, I got it.
It's like, I know, I remember.
Yeah.
I remember this. You know, and now you're woke.
They're not owning their previous stance.
And the best part is, you know the most fatphobic labeled person on the planet is? Me. Like, wait a minute. Hold on. Me? I dedicated my life to helping people not die from obesity because I find them so valuable. So no, I'm not going to virtue signal and tell you what you want to hear because I think it makes me look cool or woke or, you know, makes you like me better. It's like, this is science. Obesity kills people. And the argument is we do value them so much. We don't want them to die from it. Just like you wouldn't want them to smoke a pack of cigarettes either. Doesn't make them less awesome a person. Quite to the contrary. I guess I just think, like, I don't know, Cindy. I don't need your blue square. You know what I mean? Like, if you be the change, do the work, like, deal with, you know, look at where you can change, and we all have room to change. But I don't need your fucking web page. Like,
you
just
know,
do the work.
Bandwagon for business. It's
yes. It's,
yeah.
Yes. Yeah. And at the same time, my other answer is as follows too. Like, you can define a sexy stomach however you want. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, I don't care if you define it as a size, I don't know, pick. Like, and by the way, you might not be the healthiest in the world, but I'm not saying it doesn't mean you're not sexy. You can be sexy at any size and beautiful at any size and smart at any size. It's arguable whether you're physically healthy at any size. And if you are a size 10, 11, 12, whatever, and you're working out, then clearly you must want to feel sexier, right? Like, why are you working out? Like, it boosts all the feel-good chemicals. It makes you healthier. It builds your confidence. I don't know that these things are synonymous with skinny girl. Mm. Like, it's up to you to redefine what sexy abs are. It's not up to me. Yeah. I'm just there to give you a great ab workout. Like, and I'm not going to tell you what they are either, nor have I ever. And here's my last thought on this. By the way, if somebody says, sexy abs to me are, you know, a size 4. Okay. Then we need to be okay with that too. Just like it's okay if somebody says they're a size 10. Like, that needs to be okay too. It's got to be okay. If you also are like, yeah, that's my look. I want that. I want to look like Linda Hamilton in Terminator, because I did when I was 16. Like, that's got to be okay too. You know? I mean, like, it doesn't mean that if you don't, you're less than. Is it me? Help me. I don't get it. I don't understand. You guys remember when I was talking about self-care and how something as simple as a weekly ritual can increase your well-being? Well, that's the kind of me time that's important to Third Love. They created their limited edition summer styles to help you find that happy place, from perfectly fitted bras to incredible sleepwear. First of all, it was pretty much life-changing to finally find a bra that fits me right. I mean, nothing has been as comfortable as my Third Love bra. And now, they're also a go-to destination for everyday essentials. From lazy Sundays to weekend outings, Third Love sleep and loungewear are designed with premium cotton fabrics in drapey, easy fits from extra small to triple X. You deserve some TLC, and that's Third Love comfort. Go to thirdlove.com/Jillian now to get 20% off your first purchase. That's thirdlove.com/Jillian for 20% off today. thirdlove.com/Jillian. What's the easiest choice you can make? Soup or salad? Outsourcing business tasks you hate? What about selling with Shopify? Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From your online start to your first million orders, Shopify's there to help you grow. No matter what your product is, they can help you sell it everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, Shopify can help you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 36% better on average than other leading commerce platforms. Plus, Shopify's award-winning help is there to support your success every step of the way. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/Jillian, all lowercase. Just go to shopify.com/Jillian now to grow your business no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/Jillian. All right. Cindy and I would like to do a recap on favorite things, but I don't have any favorite TV shows. She says there's a bunch of good stuff on.
Oh, my God.
Everything's been on, and everything sucks because you could tell they shot it during COVID. Like, I tried to watch the new Walking Dead. And
oh, my God.
Sucks.
That's what we were saying. I said that to Laura. Well, actually, I've been enjoying it, but we were like,
I couldn't get past the second episode.
It's a COVID episode. There's only two people in this one.
There's two people in it. Yep. And it's like these weird, like, throwbacks of like, this is when I was alone in the woods for months at a time and nothing happens. And you're like, this is unwatchable. Just don't make the show.
Yeah, but I'm looking for like masks, like discarded in the background, like when they have that water bottle in Game of Thrones.
Oh my God. Okay. I mean,
I've got,
dude, what are you watching? Because like, I don't, and June in Handmaids, I'm ready to punch her in the face. Go to Canada. Take your ass to Canada. You have a kid in Canada. There's one there.
Oh my God.
You know, all your friends who are doing everything to get, go to Canada.
I've been loving it.
You've had a million people killed now because you won't go to Canada. Take your ass to Canada, June. I just want to punch her in the face.
Oh my God.
I literally am like, I'm going to go after myself.
Let me just keep picking ones that you can, because the ones I love that you can attack. Okay. Watch.
June doesn't go to
Canada. Watched the.
I swear to God.
I'm going to get you a t-shirt.
Oh, June, it's time. It's time to go to Canada. June. Yeah.
We finished the third season of Shrill, which is one of my all-time favorites.
What's that about?
Shrill is Aidy Bryant. It's a Lindy West. It's based on her life, I guess, based on her experiences. And I had actually heard her. They did a This American Life thing on when she got trolled, which is what the first season of Shrill is about. And it's great. I just love Aidy Bryant. And it's just...
I don't know anything about it, but I feel like I've heard of it.
Okay, Shrill. It's on Hulu. Another one I really loved on Hulu is Normal People, but that's kind of in the past. Trying on Apple TV.
Yeah, they're all in the past because nobody's made TV.
Trying, the second season of Trying came out. It's just so sweet. It's a British couple trying to have a baby, and it's sweet and funny.
We need funny right now. Funny's good.
Really do need
Gotta
funny.
Gotta have funny.
Well, that's why I'm looking forward to watching Wanda Sykes and Mike Epps, The Upshaws. I swear, every time I see a trailer, I'm laughing. I love Wanda Sykes. Looks really funny.
Wanda Sykes. I got is YouTube. I've been watching YouTube like an 8-year-old boy.
Yeah.
That's what I've gotten into.
Honestly, if you want comedy, Hacks. Hacks. It's HBO Hacks. Or HBO All Max. Right. It's Jean Smart and Hannah Einbinder. I believe that's how you say her name.
Nice. All right.
And she is really, really good. Really funny. She reminds me a little of Eliza Schlesinger, but she's like 25 or something. But she... Oh, and Eliza actually has a movie, Good on Paper, coming out. I'm very much looking forward to that. That's going to be fun. But we have really focused. We focused on violence, I have to say.
Oh, my God. Of course you have. But you're pacifists.
Yeah.
Focused on violence. All right.
Not terribly violent, but Mayor of Easttown is just, I mean, my God. Kate Winslet is just brilliant. The whole thing is great.
Mayor of Easttown, what's it about?
Mayor is a cop. And it's like this little area outside of Philly or something. And
oh my God, Julie told me about this.
Yeah.
And she said this was good. All right, the Mayor of Easttown.
Fantastic.
Julie told me the other day.
Not the Mayor of Easttown. Mayor. Not the Mayor. Mayor. Mayor of Easttown on HBO.
Yeah, Julie said that was great.
Oh my God.
All right. And all right, Julie works with me, everybody. She's the one who told me. Maybe I should take Bikini out of my program. And I said no.
Okay, if you want, one of these episodes of Gangs of London was so violent that the whole time we were just, oh, oh. Ooh, but
man.
I have to say, I really, it's like, it would be like if Succession had machine guns or something. Love Gangs of London.
Gangs of London,
that's
Mayor
AMC.
Of Easttown. All right, Hacks.
Mayor of Easttown. Hacks.
Okay. Yeah. I don't know. I'm just saying, like, I've become my new favorite thing is YouTube. I understand, by the way, how people suddenly, like, fall for these YouTube people. You get kind of attached to them.
There's that TikTok dancer, Taylor... That dancer?
TikTok. No, it's too quick. Nobody's talking.
But
I can't do that TikTok.
She's on YouTube too. You didn't get.
Oh,
into
she on
that.
YouTube?
Yeah, she's on YouTube too.
I started watching a lot of guys. Not a lot. That's not true. I watch. I watch three guys regularly on YouTube that do technical analysis on cryptocurrency.
Oh Jesus!
And. Like, they each have their own personalities, and they each have their own intro to the show. Like, one guy, he's so funny. He's got, like, this strange accent that I can't place. And he's like, and he starts every show like this. I'm George. We're all George. And I'm like, what the fuck is he talking? I don't know what he's talking about. I don't know what it means. And it's like, what does he mean, we're all George? But then he goes into this technical analysis and... George got super pissed off because he thinks that Elon permanently, like, has crushed crypto. And, like, and then George has been on vacation, so he hasn't been doing his live streams. And then Jason, he's like, welcome to your hopium-free crypto channel. And Jason has a six-month-old. I follow Jason Pizzino, I think. And Jason said hi to me on his story. Aww. No, no. And
no Jason, nonfiction?
Jason told me all about Cardano. So I invested in Cardano and I learned a lot there. And then there's Alex Becker. And Alex is like really kind of witty. And you know, you gotta know how to take Alex because he can throw you off with his sense of humor. But Alex, you know, was warning everybody about the whales dumping.
This does not sound like entertainment.
No, and then all of a sudden I get very attached to like my YouTubers. I'm like, it's really bizarre. I can see now where people like get attached to these personalities because they are, whether, you know, they are giving you help. They're helping you with something. Hmm. And I realize I do that on YouTube, but just never thought anything of it. I'm talking about X, Y, Z, health, fitness, yeah, whatever. And they're talking to you. A lot of these guys do live streams. So you're like with them and people are commenting and they're answering their comments. And I was like, oh my God, like this is why my 8-year-old loves this so much. This is why kids want to be YouTubers because they're bonding with these personalities. It's fascinating. Mm. I've never just like to discover it at my age. Is a thing, and like it's really weird. And then like when crypto crashed, you're like in this crypto community, and like Alex Becker was like, isn't it funny to think that like when the whole thing went down, like it was called like Black Wednesday or whatever, and Alex was like, isn't it funny to think that there are some people that woke up and actually had a regular day today? Just like the whole thing went from like literally you watch your portfolio go from like 300%+ to 0 in seconds. And you do feel like you're in this weird little, like there's fitness and all of that, which has been, I've always taken for granted, and doing it myself, I always took it for granted, but being on the other side of it, it's a unique experience where you're like, oh, this is my, you know, my technical advisor on who helps me read the candlestick charts. Like it's fascinating. So that's become one of my new favorite things. That and chia pudding. There's a mango chia pudding. I've got to get the recipe to put it in the app. It's fantastic. Because normally chia pudding doesn't taste very good, but this chia pudding from the juice bar down the street, appropriately called Juicy Ladies, is the best chia pudding. I don't know what's going on there. It's really delicious. So YouTube and chia pudding, and I'm going to get that mango chia pudding. There's a banana coconut one that tastes like banana cream pie.
Oh,
it's fantastic.
That sounds exciting. You're going to miss that.
It is exciting. And I get all my omegas and my fiber. So I'll have, you know, like, don't.
By the time this airs, you will already be missing that. So
I know I'm going to have to get the recipe from Juicy Ladies.
I think
I'll give
them
credit. I wonder if like they'll sponsor the recipe in the app. It's delicious.
Hey there,
it's like
that's
a mango
a good idea.
Puree. Yeah. It's fantastic, actually. That was what I was eating when you wouldn't let me eat on the show, which I told you.
That's what you were eating. Ah.
Janice used to let me eat on the show. She didn't like it, but she used to let me, and now you don't, which is, I don't know how I feel about that, but that's not what
No, if I had known it was pudding and not a crunchy chip, that's...
It's got those chias, they crunch a bit.
That's true, yeah.
This is what I think the takeaway is. Find your favorite YouTuber, enjoy some good chia pudding, And I say we stick with Mayor of Easttown, Hacks, and you get a third show. There's too many shows. You get a third show.
Well, you would love the War of the Worlds series. Season 2 is
not
out yet.
Oh, my God! How are we not talking about aliens? There's aliens! Have you been following this?
Yes, but also, speaking of aliens, you should watch Raised by Wolves. That's another futuristic...
It's an alien show?
Well, it's robots on a...
Are you not
planet.
Seeing that there's aliens?
I am. Should we? Do you want to talk about them when we come back, or do
I don't
you
know
want
to? What that has to do with
just,
fitness?
Just That's we can just mention to, there
can
are
I
aliens.
Can I just mention that there's aliens and no one's thinking anything? The Pentagon has acknowledged that there's unidentified flying objects and has been for years that defy the laws of physics. Aliens, really? And it, like, I keep looking on YouTube. I like, hello, Brian Green, where are you? And like, you know, like, where is he? Michio Kaku is like, yeah, it's a heck of a thing. And he's like, but if you get, and then he goes to his parting line where he's like, but if you get kidnapped by aliens, steal something, steal a paperclip. I'm like, Michio, we're past
something.
That. There's literally unidentified flying objects in our military space that the Pentagon has acknowledged are a thing. Like, hello? There's a foreign probe flying around. Nobody. Okay, fine. Just we'll come back and do emails. You don't feel that this is insane.
Well, maybe we'll have a UFO show. Well, could you think you can manage to get abducted?
Cindy?
I'm just loving that this segment is favorite aliens. Things and aliens.
Great. I'm glad that you're not taking this seriously. Okay, that's fine.
If you're tired of searching for the right hair product, then you've got to check out Strands. It's the only custom hair company that tests your actual hair so they can create a personalized formula just for your needs. All you do is order the Strands starter set, and it includes a home test that gives you essential hair, scalp, and environmental data to their chemists so they can build your custom formula. You even get to pick the scent you want from sample cards. I just used my personal shampoo and conditioner for the first time, and it's amazing. It smells great. The package is beautiful, but most importantly, my hair looks and feels incredible. Seriously, I just couldn't be happier with it. Visit strandshaircare.com today, and you can order your Strand starter set, and then use the code Jillian for 20% off a one-time purchase. That's strandshaircare.com, promo code Jillian. strandshaircare.com, promo code Jillian.
Quick math, beauties. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything just costs more. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, access from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite. You improve efficiency by bringing all your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math and see how you'll profit with NetSuite. By popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/Jillian. That's netsuite.com/Jillian. netsuite.com/Jillian.
All right, everyone knows by now how much I love Skims underwear because I mentioned them a ton, and I've been wearing them forever. I mean, I guess specifically a year and change. That's like forever in my life. If I can stick with something for longer than 30 days, it's forever. So this is big for me. And let me tell you, they are worth the hype. From the support they give to their amazing shape, and best of all, they're super comfortable. Whether it's the weightless scoop bra, the fits everybody plunge bra, the fits everybody t-shirt bra, I just get them in sand. You don't see them under anything at all. They're awesome. They're comfortable. I don't even realize I'm wearing them. They go with everything. So shop Skims bras at skims.com now, available in 62 sizes from 38 to 46H. And if you haven't yet, be sure to let them know I sent you. So after you place your order, select podcast in the survey and select my show in the drop-down menu that follows.
Okay, who's tired of fasting or cleanses that just leave you hungry and exhausted instead of rejuvenated and energized? Well, Prolon is the scientifically proven meal plan solution you've been waiting for. Prolon is a revolutionary plant-based nutrition program that nourishes the body while making the cells believe they're fasting. Researched and developed for decades at the University of Southern California Longevity Institute and backed by leading U.S. medical centers, Prolon helps promote healthy blood sugar, support cardiovascular health, and reduce abdominal fat. But Prolon isn't a diet. Prolon is science. Science based on Nobel Prize-winning discoveries in medicine. And this all starts with Prolon's five-day program, snacks, soups, and beverages, all designed to keep your body in a fasting state. It's unlike anything you've ever experienced. I did it for 5 days because I've had the absolute hardest time with straight fasts for even 24 hours, and it was a game changer for me. So right now, Prolon is offering Keeping It Real Conversations with Jillian Michaels listeners 10% off their 5-day nutrition program. Just go to prolonlife.com/Jillian. That's prolonlife.com/Jillian for this special offer. That's prolonlife.com/Jillian.
Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte clear liners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you could pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
All right, we're back with emails.
Oh.
Emails. Oh. Email time.
I act like I don't know, even though I knew you were going to do that, and I think I said so. And then I was like, oh, surprise, surprise.
Yeah, there's your acting chops.
I'm still recovering that you don't understand that we're being visited by aliens, but that's... It's okay.
This one is from the planet 5265.
I'm serious. Forget it. Just go. I don't even.
I'm not used to breathing your air. Do you have any suggestions?
You're an idiot. That's okay. That's fine. This is why no one's taking this seriously. Mm-hmm. That's okay. We're busy talking about Prince Harry when literally we're being visited by aliens. But that's fine.
Well, Victoria from Pluto says, my husband is insistent on us getting colonics because it'd get rid of toxins and clean out our colons.
I do not
think it's a good idea or necessary. We eat pretty clean and healthy and poo regularly. I think he thinks it'll help him lose a few pounds to jumpstart his weight loss.
Not at all. I did a whole thing on this, actually.
Yeah.
I did a whole thing on this on, I posted it on YouTube and Instagram. No, you only get colon hydrotherapy if your doctor recommends it before a procedure. Mm. There is no supported medical benefit whatsoever. And quite the contrary, it can mess up your microbiome. It can perforate your bowel. It can cause electrolyte imbalances. There's no benefit. And not only does it not not only are there potential dangers, any of those supposed benefits are not real other than to quite literally remove poop so they can see better when they stick a camera up your behind. In fact, remember guys, the body detoxes itself, the liver, kidneys, lungs, your lymphatic system. Your body's job is to constantly repair. This is what the body does, filter things that aren't great. This is why you support a healthy liver, support healthy lungs, so that your organs can do their job. But the notion of detoxing through sweat is not real. The notion of shooting a hose up your butt to remove toxins is not real. That's not how your body detoxifies itself. And to remove waste, you eat more fiber, right? You give the platform for the waste to be removed from your body. You hydrate yourself and you restore and rebalance your microbiome. That's just not a thing with a lot of with the potential downsides, the three potential downsides that I mentioned. So no benefit, only potential risk.
All right. Sophia would like to know, what can one do to tackle mood swings, irritability that are sometimes out of control, especially in those days of the month, the time frame leading
joke,
to those days of the month?
I would get in so much trouble for it. I just want to say a Valium prescription, but I know that would be wrong. I don't recommend a drug addiction. No. Especially when we have a massive opioid crisis. But I stress that I'm kidding, but wouldn't it be nice if it was that easy? God.
That when I was a kid, I backed into some Venetian blinds and the doctor gave my mom a prescription for Valium. And she said, you want me to give my child Valium? And he said, no, this is for you.
Shut up. Oh my god, that's awesome. Oh my god.
That's how they dealt with stressed out women in those days.
You calm down, right? Mm-hmm. I know. Mother's little helpers. Honestly, look, I mean I could give you all the self-help stuff of like workout, self-care, But, you know, I get PMS too. That's how I always know I'm going to get my period. It isn't actually like physical stuff. I'm like, oh, I'm going to kill someone right now. I'm getting my period tomorrow. Like I can tell, like literally that's the dead giveaway for me, is my mood is so poor and I can't quite like see the forest through the trees. Like when there's nothing wrong and yet you're super aggro, I'm like, ugh. But it's usually only a couple days for me out of the month. But boy, you can see real quick how those hormones dramatically impact. You know, I can't imagine what women must go through with postpartum, because the progesterone levels, like they fall off of a cliff after you have the baby. Like it's, you're going to get some degree of it. And I imagine like if 2 days before my period, I'm in a horrible headspace. Like I cannot imagine what they must go through. Not to scare anybody. Taylor Walker Sinning talked about it, and there's help and there's support and it gets better and all of that. But I do want to validate that the feeling is real. I get it. I would say if it's severe though, it's possible you might want to talk to a psychiatrist. You know, if this is very real for you and not a joke that I've been making out of it, and only because, forgive me, I just, this day needs some levity, especially since Cindy doesn't understand we're being visited by aliens, which is like insane. Really, I would pursue help. Like I can give you all the like workout and take care of yourself and all that shit. But if you're like, now I'm really struggling, like see a psychiatrist, because sometimes things that are situational can become clinical. If something already is biochemical, you know, you need to interrupt that, right? And that's what a psychiatrist does, is they deal with medications to help stabilize your biochemistry. That's what their job is. Yeah. So that would be, you know, I'm not going to be like, oh, take vitamin B. I mean, you need to see someone. That's the most important thing.
All right. Well, this is Laura asking that, saying, I recently switched my workout routine to the mornings before work. Is a whey protein drink sufficient enough to power through my workouts? I don't usually eat my breakfast until after I get to work.
Yeah, it's absolutely fine. Just make sure you've got a little bit of carbohydrates in there. So like whey with maybe a half a banana. You know what I mean? Like it's got the protein. Give it like a little half a banana, and if you've got room for more calories, I put in like a scoop of almond butter or something, so you get your fat and your protein and your banana. And you don't need a ton, right? Because we don't want your stomach super full. We just want you to have enough energy so that you have a nice intense workout.
Lauren has a question about caffeine and her Apple Watch. I don't know how
So I'm not super savvy on the I know Apple would be like, don't even discuss our tech unless you're an expert.
I know, right?
But no, I'm not a tech expert, but let's see if I can help out here.
Well, when I have a lot of caffeine before a workout, my heart rate will be 10 to 20 points higher than doing the same workout without caffeine. Oh, thus, Jesus. My Apple Watch shows
20 points higher pre-workout? Beats higher, I'm guessing. So she's saying, Laura, normally she may be at a 60, she's at an 80.
So yeah, I think when she has caffeine before she works out, she can be doing the same thing and her heart, I guess she's saying her heart rate will be 10 to 20. Her heart rate would be 10 to 20 beats higher. So thus her Apple Watch shows more calories burned. Am I actually burning more calories, or is it inflated because the heart rate increase wasn't due to exertion, it's due to caffeine?
Yeah, see, it's hard to know. It? Because caffeine is a performance enhancer.
Uh-huh.
So it allows you to lift a little bit heavier, lift a little bit longer before you, quote, feel the burn. It intensifies, which has to do with your Krebs cycle. We don't need to get into the science of it. Long story short, it allows you to get an extra rep in, maybe lift a little bit more, maybe run a little bit longer, increase the intensity of your muscle contraction. It's a performance enhancer. That's what it does. So the question is, that's not the only thing it does. It's one of the things it does when it comes to fitness. It's also, it also helps with cognitive function. It helps you telescope your focus. I'm a caffeine addict because my ADD, so it helps me when I work. You know, I use it very strategically in the mornings and in the afternoon for my work and for my workouts, but it doesn't give me, it doesn't elevate my heart rate to that degree. I mean, if we're talking about 10 to 20 beats a minute from caffeine, I think you're very sensitive. You might need to switch to tea. But you know what I'm saying? Maybe or half too calf. Much. Maybe you have a sensitivity to it. Yeah, like decaf's bad for you, generally speaking, because of the chemicals they use. But I don't. That doesn't sound right to me.
Well, and she said when I have a lot of caffeine, does that mean a pot of coffee, or are you taking caffeine pills?
The dose of caffeine that you should have. Caffeine pills are actually fine, by the way, if they're from a great source of caffeine, and the dose is regulated. But that's what's kind of great about caffeine pills is that you can get it from really clean organic sources and you can regulate the dose. You don't want more than 200 milligrams in a shot. And that's like a nice, big, strong coffee. And you don't want more than 400 milligrams a day. So I do about 350, two in the morning and 150 later in my afternoon around 2:30. So if she's getting, you know, I'm just unsure, like, are you sure it isn't because you're working out a little bit harder or running a little faster or lifting a little bit more or resting a little bit less? In which case, yeah, you would burn more calories, right?
Right.
But if it's like, if it's the kind of thing where you're just sitting on the couch and your resting heart rate is elevated, no, that will not burn more calories. So it's kind of like if I jumped out from around the corner and scared you and your heart started pounding like crazy, that's not going to burn more calories
because
it's not through physical exertion, if that makes sense.
No, absolutely. So there's no way of knowing if it's...
Yeah, I don't really...
Because
I mean,
she's working harder or if she
sounds
a lot
very
of caffeine.
Sensitive to caffeine. So I would... I don't know. I just want to say talk to your doctor. I don't know how much caffeine you're consuming. Yeah. Do not consume more than 400 milligrams a day. Do not consume more than 200 milligrams in one shot. Do caffeine before the workout, 45 minutes before. And it sounds like you might be sensitive to it. So I just want to be safe and say, make sure to, I don't know if there's anything else going on with your health. Talk to your doctor, make sure it's okay to drink caffeine and to use it for your workouts. If the resting heart rate is that high, elevated by that much, you definitely, definitely need to decrease that dose. Switch to matcha.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Well, I'm going to go back to my people on LV-426 and tell them we've got to work on a stealth shift because you people are seeing us now. It's not right. It's just not right.
How do you not? It's the greatest discovery since the history of humanity. But that's fine. I mean, like, it's okay. Like, we have, you know, there's concrete evidence that we're being visited by another life form. It's the most significant discovery of our species, but that's fine.
Next week, that life form will be joining us for a conversation.
Shut up. All right, guys, we want you to subscribe to the podcast so you can stay up to date with our life-changing and life-saving information. So on iTunes, Spotify, or wherever you're listening, click that subscribe button.